USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump will make a major announcement Saturday afternoon concerning the ongoing partial government shutdown and the humanitarian crisis on the southern border. That according to a tweet from the president late Friday afternoon. The president saying he'll make his announcement at 3 p.m. at the White House. That as the shutdown continues into its fifth week. Just a couple of hours before his tweet, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said it's clear what President Trump wants.
The president's laid out what he wants. We've sent a detailed letter from the Office of Management and Budget to Congress, and we've had a number of discussions discussing what we're looking for. We haven't backed down from that. We haven't changed our position on it.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi accusing the White House of leaking information about her planned trip to Afghanistan by canceling a military plane and suggesting she take a commercial plane instead. The White House denies leaking Pelosi's backup plan to fly commercially. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. It's the holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
Former Chicago police officer Jason Van Dyke, sentenced to 6 3/4 years in prison in the fatal shooting of black teenager Laquan McDonald. Attorneys made their closing statements Friday, with special prosecutor Joseph McMahon saying Van Dyke should be sentenced like any other offender convicted of second-degree murder and 16 counts of aggravated battery.
He should be and must be held to the same standard and face the same consequences for his horrific, devastating conduct.
Van Dyke could be out in less than 3.5 years with good behavior. The second of a series of storms moving across the country will bring significant snow and ice to the north and heavy rains and severe weather to the south. While speaking with reporters, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy encouraged residents of his state to be ready.
We're instituting commercial travel restriction on roads north of Interstate 195. Effective noon, but not including the New Jersey Turnpike.
Roughly 100 million people are under some form of a winter storm watch, warning, or advisory across the United States. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump had a special video message to the crowds of people who packed the National Mall in Washington, D.C. for the annual March for Life. John Clemens reports.
Mr. Trump said he was supporting the Senate's efforts to make permanent the Hyde Amendment, which prohibits taxpayer funding for abortions. He also promised to veto any legislation that weakens the protection of human life. Those gathered for the March of Life, he erupted in cheers as he made another promise.
As president, I will always defend the first right in our Declaration of Independence, the right to life.
Comments made by President Trump's Attorney General nominee Bill Barr Tuesday regarding what constitutes obstruction of justice are under renewed scrutiny following the BuzzFeed report claiming the president told his lawyer, Michael Cohen, to lie to Congress. Republican Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham during Barr's confirmation hearing.
So if there was some reason to believe that the president tried to coach somebody not to testify or testify falsely, that could be obstruction of justice.
Yes, under an obstruction statute, yes.
So if there's some evidence that the president tried to conceal evidence, that would be obstruction of justice potentially, right?
BuzzFeed News citing two federal law enforcement officials reported Thursday that Cohen told Special Counsel Robert Mueller that Trump personally directed him to lie after his election about the timing of when the negotiations involving the project ended in an effort to obscure the president's involvement. Trump hit back at Cohen on Friday, accusing his former lawyer of lying to reduce his jail time. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.